You're listening to WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. A wolf hunt seems likely in Michigan's future, despite voters rejecting two laws in last week's election which allow for wolves to be hunted. The legislature earlier this year approved a citizen-initiated law that will allow a wolf hunt next winter in part of the Upper Peninsula. Nancy Gibson is the co-founder of the International Wolf Center in Ely, Minnesota.
What should we read into this as Michigan residents as we consider the whole big issue of wolf hunting?
Well, I think it just continues the tradition of the wolf being an extremely controversial animal. And it has, the foes of wolves have not escaped politics throughout history. And this is just another example. However, the ballot question certainly was a new format.
Are there other states that are dealing with the issue of wolf hunting, and is the political process playing out there as well, perhaps differently?
It's the political process and the judicial process. Earlier this year, a federal judge told the state of Wyoming that they could not hunt wolves anymore until they had figured out a better way to comply with the Endangered Species Act. So that stopped the hunting season in Wyoming. And the Wyoming legislature had designated a large portion of Wyoming as they were classified as a varmint, so they could be shot on site. And in other parts, they allowed a little too close to Yellowstone, some of the radio-collared wolves were shot, and that started a public upheaval. So Wyoming is certainly one of them. Hunting with dogs in Wisconsin has been extremely controversial, and that's got into the political process. So usually wherever wolves are present, it is hard to escape the politics of it.
And are we hearing more about this issue now because of more wolves being sighted or more wolves being seen? And is that a reflection of the wolf not being an endangered species any longer?
I think all of the above is probably true. The wolf numbers have increased, and we need to give a lot of credit to the wolves themselves. And people are seeing more wolves, and they are perceiving them or actually seeing them interact with deer. And some people have some strong possessional qualities about deer, and other people don't. But there are controversies from the religious eras have been surrounded. Wolves have been just surrounded by those controversies. And the Europeans brought it over to the United States, and there was a war on predators in 1914 that just tried to wipe out cougars, bears, and wolves. But wolves really took the brunt of the controversy.
Do you think that the public is capable of learning enough about the science to make a qualified judgment on this, as you know, apparently we've tried to do in Michigan with a ballot issue, which again is probably symbolic? Or is this one of these things where we should perhaps leave it to the professionals who have been studying this for years or decades, who might have a firmer grasp on what a wolf hunt would mean for Michigan?
I like your second option of allowing the professionals to really take charge on how to manage not just wolves, but bears and raccoons or whatever that are deer. The issue here is the public and are the politicians smart enough to call upon the experts? And Michigan has Dr. Rolf Peterson, and he has studied wolves for decades. He would be a great person to consult with that, but has he? So we have to get beyond the political appointments for game commissioners and whatnot and try to get into the science of it. If we stick with the science, wolves are going to have a future in the United States. But I think along with that science, we also have to make sure we make some decisions on keeping wild lands, because wolves will do better in wild lands. And I just want to give a little push for the Wolf Center. We have Dr. Rolf Peterson on our board. We also have Dr. Dave Meach, the World's Authority on Wolves, and they are always eager to deal with and talk to politicians and the public so that we can see the best outcome for wolves and wild lands.
What is your greatest fear if the policies set regarding wolves are not based on science?
My greatest fear is the wrong people will be making the wrong decisions with the wrong information. And that's not just detrimental to wolves, it's detrimental to all wildlife. It's just that wolves seem to be at the top of the megafauna list of areas where they want to have the public manage these wolves and other wildlife. So I think we need to put a higher regard on the science and the biology for these controversial issues. And we tend not to. We tend to let politics get in the way, and you tend to listen to this anecdotal evidence about this and this and this and that, which doesn't have any basis in science.
Nancy Gibson is the co-founder of the International Wolf Center in Ely, Minnesota. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.